Unit 4, page 34, exercise 2.
Real guides, bringing the magic alive. Have you ever wanted to visit the magical places where your favourite films are set? This week, we visit three of the most popular film locations in the world. If you visit these beautiful destinations, you're sure to feel like you're actually in the film. Antarctica. Used as the setting for animated films like Happy Feet and documentaries like Arctic Tale, the icy white landscape of Antarctica is a truly magical place. Films set in Antarctica often show characters as they face danger or go on a journey of self-discovery. Audiences love to watch as the protagonist fights against the harsh conditions of nature to overcome the odds or confront and defeat a villain in the sub-zero temperatures. Shooting films here, however, isn't easy. The extreme cold can damage cameras and make filming difficult. Light is also an issue for film crews, as 4 to 6 months of the year are spent in total darkness. The Great Barrier Reef, Australia. This destination is famous for its huge variety of fish and sea creatures. It is made up of billions of tiny organisms, and in fact, it is so big that it can be seen from space. Used as inspiration for the big hit Finding Nemo, this is a place where you can see a lot of different animals, such as clownfish and sea turtles, or, as we like to think of them, our favourite film characters in real life. You need permission from local authorities to make films here, however, as the reef is protected. Paris, France. If you liked the Pixar film Ratatouille and you enjoy good food, then this is the place for you. Visit the famous restaurant La Tour d'Argent, one of the most expensive restaurants in Paris, where the film was set, or spend time exploring the famous landmarks that appeared in the film, such as the Eiffel Tower. Superfans can also visit the Disneyland Paris attraction, which opened in 2014. Here, 4D special effects are used to make you appear the same size as Remy the Rat, the protagonist, as you experience the sights and smells of Gusteau's restaurant while listening to the unforgettable soundtrack from the film.